We are studying from the study of the Ten Sefirot by Baal Sulam, Volume 1, Part 3, page 102 in the Hebrew book, Chapter 1, Item 3, in the words of the Ari. The heading. By the power of the striking of the light of Ein Sof in the screen, the light returned upward as reflected light that clothes the upper light, up to the place where the line of the light of Ein Sof reaches. It is called the world of Atzilut. Item 3. Then the light of Ein Sof that expands up to there struck that screen by the power of the striking of the descent. It struck it and returned upward as reflected light to its place. Then the world of Atzilut was completed in its vessels, and the light of Ein Sof clothed them once more as self. Thus, up to the place where the light of Ein Sof reaches by this manner, it is called the world of Atzilut, because it is the light itself, but after it became coarse.
Yes, meaning from Ein Sof until the light of Ein Sof comes, this is called the world of Adam Kadmon, and there is, basically up until there ends the world of Atzilut, because the upper light cannot pass there as from above downwards, so there is room there for the bottom worlds, the worlds of Bia. So let's see what we have to add. Then the light of Ein Sof that expands up there struck that screen by the power of the striking of the descent. It struck it and returned upward. Let's see what Baal HaSulam adds here. 70.
The encounter of the upper light with the screen is likened to two hard objects where one of them is trying to break the other's boundary. The other stands firmly against the first and prevents the first from trespassing.
Imagine to yourselves that you are in your will to receive, that on its behalf it's drawing the upper light, the pleasure, to itself by all the force there is in the will to receive, which is the most important thing for it. On the other hand, there is the force of hardness that he places, not wanting to receive this pleasure, rejecting it. And
such an encounter is called striking. In contrast, when two liquids meet, they do not prevent each other from trespassing and mixing. Hence, there is no striking between them. The same applies to two supple objects. Their striking is not really felt because they let each other permeate the other's boundary and push their outer shell to some extent. However, with hard objects, one does not let the other move it from its boundary even a little. Consequently, their encounter is perceived as striking.
I think this is clear to everyone, yes.
And since the restriction was primarily done by the emanated being and not at all by the emanator, the light of Ein Sof is not at all meticulous about that restriction in Malchut. Instead, it extends and descends to expand in Malchut as well. Moreover, it does so forcefully because Ein Sof filled phase 4 before the restriction. as well. For that reason, it has no reason to change its way, and it always descends to fill the vessel of Malchut with its light. However, the screen and curtain erected in Malchut detain it and stop the light, not letting it expand within even a bit. Which is why we find that the light of Ein Sof that expands to there struck that screen.
So let's try to depict a situation where we have the will to receive, and we really, really want to receive, and the will to receive draws the pleasure to itself when the pleasure is before us, so we're drawing it to us into the desire. However, along with that, when the pleasure comes to the desire, we understand that if we receive, we're disconnecting from the Creator, from the host, from the giver. And then we have to reject back, to push back the pleasure that's coming to us. And then our rejection is called reflected light. And it seemingly clothes on all the pleasure that comes, not wanting to receive it, the opposite of it. And this is how we have the first encounter, the first contact between us and what the Creator is sending to us. Okay? This means that the screen we place above our will to receive does not let the pleasure enter the will to receive, and vice versa. Sorry, on contrary, it pushes it back. Kiev 1.
So the quality of rejection and stopping the pleasure is the quality of the screen, or is it restriction?
No, our restriction is for the will to receive, not to use its quality. And above the restriction, not wanting to receive, there is also a screen that rejects what's coming to it in a way that it brings back to the same place, to the source of the pleasure. It brings the pleasure back, not wanting to receive it, because the thing is not to disconnect from the host, from the one who owns the pleasure, the Creator. There are two things here. The first is, I don't want to use my will to receive in order to receive pleasure, because this disconnects me from the host, from the Creator. Second thing is that I reject the pleasure back to the host, I seemingly give it back to him, and by that I tell him, that's already my relation to the Creator, that I don't want to use the pleasure that comes to me, to my will to receive, in a direct manner.
Well,
there are many things here you can add, but it's just words. Haifa 3.
Good morning. How is this detaining force, inhibiting force created, which is so important?
That's by me all the time trying to organize our relations in the society with the friends and with the Creator. That we don't want to receive anything except what's for the sake of the friends and for the sake of the Creator. That's the way each one should behave. And this way, we come to that.
Ну, пяти чайсли.
Well, PT-19.
He says that the meeting of the light of Ein Sof in the screen with the screen is like two hard things that one wants to trespass, and the other kind of rises against it. And he writes that it's a striking. How can you explain it so we'll get it better?
Striking is when I don't agree with what comes to me, with what happens to me. Either from whom it comes or what is coming, etc. So striking is when two things are in contrast.
So what is it when one wants to trespass into the beyond the boundary of the other?
He gives you an example. What is the striking when two things are opposite and then each one wants to enter the other and the other resists it, opposes it, so there's a striking between the two.
Can you project it on the 10?
Yes. Don't just interrupt the study.
Kiev 1, Meyer.
Kiev 1, quickly.
Дорогой Раф, просто вы вчера давали упражнение вот это по поводу сокращения, чтобы не получать, а только...
Yesterday you gave this exercise about restriction, not to receive, but try to bestow it to the Creator, and it's not simple at all. Because you're losing the connection with the pleasure.
А вот так и продолжать работать.
The question is how to do it.
Искать решение.
Keep on working this way and look for a solution. We have to continue and overcome all the pleasures that come to us to examine them and to enter with them only this way, to enter and be in contact with them. What is the reason that you're giving? What is the reason you're receiving? What are you, why are you doing this? Next, 90.
Item 80. Item 90, I'm sorry. That measure of light that should have been received in Malchut, which she did not receive due to the detainment of the screen, that entire measure rose back up and clothed all three phases of the upper light up to Chokhmah. And this is regarded as the place of that reflected light. This is the meaning of the words of the Ari, returned upward as reflected light to its place.
To its origin. 100, what do we have there? 100?
And then the world of Atzilut was completed in its vessels.
Okay.
100, that is because the ascent of the reflected light and its clothing of the upper light from above downward make the vessels for the upper light.
Specifically, the reflected light is what rises, clothes itself under the direct light, and it makes the vessel. That's the vessel, basically. Next.
200, relating to and the light of himself, clothe them once more as self, as atzmuto, as essence. 200, after the reflected light rose back up, the light of itself clothed this reflected light as self, or as atzmut, that is clothed in the vessels.
Yes, meaning that's the main thing. What is the result of all these actions is that we have a reflected light that comes from the Creator Being to the Creator, when the Creator Being is ready to receive what the Creator gives him, but under the condition that by that he gives contentment, by that he does good. He shows, he reveals how much he is giving, how much he is in love towards the Creator, just like the guest and the host. 300,
relating to the words of the Ari, up to the place where the light of Ein Sof reaches, meaning up to the screen in the vessel of Malchut, because the screen pushed it back and did not let it expand further.
Yes.
PT6.
PT6.
The importance of the Creator that we discussed in the first part. Is this the reflected light or is there another discernment beyond it?
There are many kinds of reflected light, maybe 20 different kinds. We have in the fourth part of this. No one remembers them, but and much more than what Baal HaSulam brings there. It can't take, you don't know how there is the direct light, the reflected light, surrounding light, inner light, in all the various directions we have. Endless kinds of light and endless kinds of vessels. That's why we just learned the main things here. Like in the example with the guest and the host. Okay. So 400 is already... Yes?
Still here? Relating to the world of Atzilut? He wants to say, he wishes to say that the force of detainment in the screen did not act on the sphirot of Atzilut above Malchut at all, but only from Malchut downward. This is why the light of Ein Sof expands down to the screen in Malchut as Atzilut without any detainment. However, the light of Ein Sof that sparkles and passes through the screen downward is greatly diminished because of this and is no longer regarded as the actual light of Ein Sof.
This means that from the world of Ein Sof, through the world of Adam Kadmon, the light descends to the world of Atzilut, goes through the world of Atzilut, until it comes to the end of the world of Atzilut, that's still all considered the light of Ein Sof. Later, even though it's divided and we learned it, but it's still considered this way. Whereas below the world of Atzilut, there starts to be a big separation from the world of Atzilut and the worlds Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, which are below the world of Atzilut, and they're called the worlds Bia of separation. Meaning they no longer belong to godliness, to spirituality, and we learn about them separately. That's it. Our whole work is to rise to the world of Atzilut. No questions? Very well. So where are we, Owen?
Item 4, the words of Diary.
Yes.
Heading, there are four phases in the coarseness of the upper light. One, reception from the upper one, which is Chokhmah. Two, distancing from Chokhmah, which is Binah. Three, a window and a narrow foramen, which is Zayin. Four, distancing from Chokhmah and a narrow foramen, which is Malchut. Item 4, the words of Diary. The matter of the light becoming coarser is because he who sees a very great light cannot tolerate it unless through distancing or through a screen or both. However, the Ein Sof shines in the Keter of Atzilut without any screen and distancing at all. This is why Keter is called Ein Sof. Chokhmah receives through Keter. But Binah receives the light of Ein Sof through distancing. Since now, the Ein Sof is far from her, and she can receive it. And Zeranpin receives the light only through a window and a narrow foramen. And the self, or the Atzmut of the light, passes through the window without any screen. But there is no broad passage there, only a very narrow one.
אבל הוא קרוב,
However, it is near because there isn't a great distance between Bina and Zeranpin. Nevertheless, Nukva of Zeranpin receives her light through the foramen and a window, as does Zeranpin, but it is in distancing.
We're not going to learn this today, but what is he trying to say? That there are all kinds of different distances, seemingly, between the Sefirot. Between Keter and Chochmah, it's not so great of a distance, but from Chochmah to Bina, the distance is greater. It's oppositeness of form. One is the will to bestow, and the one is the will to receive. Between Bina and Zeranpin, there's also, that's why it's called oppositeness, distance. All the different Sefirot and the connection between the Sefirot, that's how we measure, we can say. This will all, we'll see all that in the next lesson. What else do we have? Questions? None? Info?
Gracias, Rav. Hola, amigos.
Thank you, Rav. Hello, friends. We are very, very happy to be here today to announce some wonderful news. We are ready for our next virtual World Congress. That's going to be under the responsibility of the Latin CLI. Dear friends, the dates are 27th. And 28th of August. We're very happy. We're waiting to warm the hearts of all of humanity. Carlos, amazing.
It's amazing. The Congress will be just simply amazing because the Latin heart is going to ignite everyone, not only the Latin heart, because we need you. We need you to organize this Congress together so that finally we'll have this ascent and our heart is ready, friends, with you together. Andres, my great friend.
Friends are very happy for this upcoming Congress in August, and that's why we're asking to save the date, Saturday, 27th of August, and Sunday, 28th of August.
Thank you, dear friends. Rav, would you like to summarize the lesson before I move on to the announcements?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we had such little time for the last part. Together with that, I'm happy that we had a good scrutiny at the beginning of the lesson. And I highly recommend you listen to this part at least one more time during the day, because that's something that will be important for us throughout our entire path. And that's it. Other than that, if you have questions and suggestions, please write to us, to the language heads, and I will receive everything from them. Okay?
So,
remain embraced in one heart, close, and back to Oren.
Thank you very much, Rav. We have an announcement about the schedule for today's broadcast. At 10 a.m., the program The World will be broadcasted about pride with Rav. After that, at 10:30, the program Spiritual States with Rav about the Tree of Life. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.